Nia, I was listening to those books you were reading. Forgive me, I've chosen the one that starts with A. Because I like people who take action. Are you one of the actors? You must be one of the actors. Because God loves you. He created you with his own image. God is always busy. Imagine when you are fast asleep. Your heart and lungs don't stop working. So is God. So, I like actors. This morning, I just want to speak to you. Truly, as Jania said, how do you speak to children about beatitudes? My theme today is called Makarios. As Jania was finding difficult about explaining to the children, I want you to find difficult to call this name. It's a Greek name, Makarios. I'll explain to you as we go on. But those of you who have had a jinx of a Greek somewhere, they know what it means. Recently, a new couple moved next to us. 65 New Century Road, they were on 63. The other day I was busy in the garden, and you know, when you hear a voice or tools going on the other side, you are always inquisitive to see, what is that neighbor doing? So I got closer to the fence and peeped over. Yes, I did that. And as I peeped over, my neighbor saw me over the fence. He said, oh, hello. So we started chatting with one another. They are originally from Sri Lanka. Is it Sri Lanka or Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka. So we started chatting. And after we finished our chats, I was going back to do my bit of work I was doing, and he continued with his. But before we parted, he said, be blessed. Whoa. You know, usually when you meet someone originally from countries like India or around that area, you always assume they might not be Christians. So I didn't want to sort of bring my faith to them. But when he said, be blessed, you know, I remained with questions in me. Is he a Christian? Or has he heard that I'm a minister? That's why he's greeted me. That up to now, I haven't no answers to those questions. And I haven't even asked him. But, be blessed. Some will say, have a good day. But he chose to say, be blessed. Makarios means blessed. So today I'm going to speak about Makarios. That's my theme. Jesus Christ, on that day, he wanted to explain to his disciples, what does it mean to be blessed? We read, in the text that we read, chapter 5, it says, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. If my theology is wrong, please don't hesitate to tell me. But not why I'm still preaching, some other time. It says, Jesus went on the mountain side and sat down. If you read the previous chapter, there was a group of people there who were following Jesus and his teaching. But at this time he says, Jesus is sitting by the mountain side. His disciples came to him. In other words, the crowd was left on its own. There is a time in life that you need to remove that group. It could be one or two people. There is a time of a one-to-one situation. This is what was happening here with the disciples. Jesus was teaching them because he's God. He knows what's in society. The first thing he's talking about is to tell the disciples that you are poor. Remember, there were fishermen, some of them left their nets, whether they left them in the sea or they left them in the boat, we don't know. All we know is that they were told, come and follow me, and they left everything. So the earthly riches were left there. But they are still poor. Where are they poor? Spiritually. We are all spiritually poor. Poor. So Jesus was teaching his inner circle so that when they go out, they know what they are talking about. It's not about the earthly riches. Sometimes I hear people misquoting Jeremiah 33 verse 11. I know the plans I have for you. Plans not to harm you, but to prosper you. Actually, they preach about prosperity of this earth. My brother and my sister, our prosperity is not about this earth. It's about the heaven. The home that is to come. We have enjoyed the life in this earth. So now we are preparing for where we haven't been. So, the disciples were bankrupt. Not in monetary terms, but on spiritual terms. They were broke. You and me this morning, we are broke. We need to make our bank accounts fat. How? By enriching our spiritual gains. We need to be those people who are centered and sinking in spirituality. Jesus goes on. He says somewhere in Matthew, he describes this young man who came to him in Matthew 19. He says, how can I inherit the kingdom of heaven? He was a rich young man. Unfortunately, I don't know how much was in his bank account. But the Bible says he was rich. Filth rich. And the master says, young man, go and sell everything and give it to the poor. The Bible says the young man was dejected. But he was looking for that kingdom. And Jesus said, go and sell everything that you have and give to the poor so that you can enjoy. I'm not advocating you to sell whatever you have. But here Jesus was teaching what it cost to gain. Makarios are the poor in spirit. Then Jesus went on. He's now describing something else. We've already finished about the spirit. If you were not listening, we are now going on to blessed are those who mourn. Mourning comes in different ways. As some of you know that I am a chaplain at the hospital and St. Luke's. I want to repeat to you this again this morning. We were taught that mourning comes in various ways. You might lose your job. You might lose your friends. You might divorce your wife. Your loved ones might die. It's all mourning. Retiring as well. Some people mourn retiring because they don't enjoy staying at home. So when they retire, they mourn. So Jesus is teaching his disciples, when this comes, be ready for it. That's life. As believers who are in Christ, we are also taught that we should mourn with those who mourn. So this is why he was teaching the disciples, because mourning was going to come. We're going to lose our loved ones. We're going to lose our jobs. We're going to lose our wives or husbands. Be prepared for it. We are preparing for the place that we are going to. So we learn here on earth how to be there for one another. How to be there for one another. I just want to go back a little bit. Can someone open Isaiah 61 for me? Verses 1 to 3. Then we'll read together what it says. 61, verses 1 to 3.
Spirit, sovereign Lord, is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness. The year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, planting of the Lord, the display of his splendor.
Thank you, Neil. So this is what Jesus is teaching his disciples. We are also learning from that. We need to comfort others when they are mourning, when they are grieving, because we are those people who already know what the Lord wants us to do. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord, Sovereign Lord, is on me. This text is repeated in Luke chapter 4. When Jesus went into the temple and picked up the scroll and he started to preach, he read that text. So he's teaching his disciples here. So when we have our friends, relatives, even our neighbors, when they are mourning or grieving, we grieve with them. Because we are copying what Christ would do. One other thing also, as people who are mourning and grieving, we should help those who are grieving and mourning to grieve and mourn with hope. Not just mourning without any hope. We mourn oppression and depression, but we mustn't mourn with despair. Because our Savior has promised that he's there for us. Is that what we tell others? Because we know the Lord Jesus. So when they are mourning, how do you approach them? How do you help them? Sometimes it's difficult, especially if you are helping someone in the matters of grieving, person who doesn't believe. And you go to them, you say, mourn with hope, because Jesus said this. Surely some of them will kick you out of their house. So, in all seasons, use grace. Use grace. Because you get to someone, if you don't know their faith, or you don't know how their life is, always use grace. Assess the situation. Don't just jump in the dead end. Sometimes you regret. Paul writes also to the church at Corinth and said, we have comfort from the Lord. We have learned comfort from the Lord. We must also pass that comfort to others. The comfort to help others who are mourning. So, what is that you are able to pass to other people? Not necessarily telling them about your faith. But what is it? Because you have received the comfort from the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ. But you also have got to pass it to others. What comes in your mind when we say pass it to others without any cost? My family, we have got a WhatsApp group. So there are some people who don't participate always on that group. So one of my nieces actually commented on that. Those who are not participating on the group will Brexit them from the group. So people started to bring back some conversations on there. Said, so I ended up by saying, if you don't have anything to say on that particular day, just get up in the morning and say, be blessed. It costs you nothing. Pick up your phone and say, be blessed. Makarios are the mourners. Makarios are the mourners. If you've got nothing to say, just say to someone, be blessed. Blessed are the meek. Jesus here quotes Psalm 37 verses 5 to 11. In these verses, I like to look at verse 5, which says, commit your way to the Lord and watch what the Lord will do. Jesus started by telling his disciples that meekness leads to what God will do for you. Because if you read that text, it says, God is going to do what he has promised. What has God promised? What has God promised us? Jania, please open Psalm 37, verses 5 to 11. And let's see together what God has promised to those who commit their way to the Lord. 37, 5 to 11.
righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace.
You hear the promise of God? The meek will inherit the land. Jesus is teaching here about gentleness. If you were listening in that reading, meekness needs gentle people. If you're not gentle, you cannot be meek. So we are taught to be gentle. The promise is we will inherit the earth. My Bible tells me this heaven and earth will come to an end, but not the new one the Lord will create. So there's a promise there. I'm advocating that we all learn to be meek people. Meekness helps us to inherit the land. Makarios are the meek. We get to the next one. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus is talking about exactly what people know. Their daily life, hunger and thirsty. We want to have a swap here, only for 3 weeks. Some of us will go to some of these deprived areas, only for 3 weeks. Who volunteers to be taken to Africa? Right? Where I'm going to dump you, there's no sense, but there's no Tesco's, there's no Asda's. It's survival of the fittest. People in there, they don't have a bank account. They don't have benefits. Right? That is what you're going to encounter. Are you going to survive with that? Good. So Jesus is actually bringing the picture of reality in life. When you're hungry and thirsty, you need food. I'm craving for a McDonald's right now as I'm talking about food. I like McDonald's. I know it's junk food, but I love it. Because my stomach will be telling me that it's empty here. You need something to eat. This is also the same with righteousness. We must be empty here to be righteous people. Righteous people are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. So Jesus was teaching his disciples on that day. He was giving them a good lesson. They know how to be hungry, how to be thirsty. So he was not taking something which is alien, but they knew what it is to be hungry and thirsty. Are you thirsty for thirsty and hungry for righteousness this morning? If you're not, I invite your appetite of righteousness to come back. Makarios, the thirsty and hungry. That leads us to blessed are the merciful. How merciful are you? Jenny was talking to the children, asking them, what do they do when they see someone outside the church who needs a pencil or who are poor or who are fighting? Those were different scenarios. Are we those merciful people when we see needy people who quickly jump into action, or we turn a blind eye and walk the other direction? What do we do? Jesus was actually speaking to the disciples because they knew how ruthless the leaders of those days were. They were ruthless with their people. Taxation was so heavy, and those taxing, they were actually taking some for themselves because the Romans had allowed them. You collect the tax and give some to Caesar, and some of it you keep it yourself. That's harsh for poor people. You take tax from them at double as well. So he was teaching them of things they know. Are we people who are merciful with others when situations get out of hand? Sometimes preachers do preach, but people don't listen. Some say, well, what he was preaching is not about me. I think it's for the next person. No, it's for all of us. Makarios are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Out of a good heart, the mouth speaketh. It's not the other way around. But it's from the heart to the mouth. So what you are speaking or what you are going to say is coming from your heart. So you have manufactured it and prepared it. Before you prepare what you are going to say, please ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Am I going to say words that are going to hurt someone or harm someone? Am I going to say something that is going to destroy my family? So before you say something, make sure what your heart has manufactured is pleasing. So Jesus is teaching his disciples here that talking harmful words is not acceptable. I don't want harmful words. No. Evil comes from the heart. So always prepare your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the right words to say to other people. This is not a particular person I'm talking to. I'm talking to a church of God. For evil comes from the heart. We should follow what the psalmist say when he says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew my steadfast spirit in me. The disciples were being taught this. I hope you are also listening to this message which was being taught to the disciples. If you are, Makarios are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Recently on our news, we've heard stories about Kosovo, we've heard stories about Rwanda, we've heard stories about Uganda, when the leaders there were massacring their own people. And the world was watching, and they started to formulate some ideas how to bring peace in those areas. And it worked. Churches were praying, governments were involved, and they helped peace to return in those places. So Christ is also teaching the disciples that we are peacemakers. Wherever we are, wherever you go, if you call the name of Jesus where there's dispute, there'll be peace. Jesus himself, he even said to the disciples after resurrection, peace, I live with you. Peace, not the way the world gives. My peace is different from what the world gives. So when we are peacemakers, even in our families, at work, wherever we are, involve the Holy Spirit. Not your personal strength or knowledge or wisdom. Let the Holy Spirit be leading in that. Create in me a pure heart. The psalmist has written. Blessed are the peacemakers. The real peacemakers are people who know God. The real peacemakers are people who let the Holy Spirit take control. Not by yourself, no. Where have you gained that power from? Or wisdom? Unless the Holy Spirit gives it to you. Makarios, the peacemakers. Blessed are the persecuted. Recently, some Christians in Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Egypt were killed for their beliefs in the Lord Jesus Christ. The numbers may be higher if all atrocities were reported. All we know is that some Christians were killed in those countries for their beliefs. It's persecution. Jesus knew that was coming. Even now, ourselves, when we are being persecuted for our faith, persecution doesn't mean only to be killed. You can be mocked for your faith. I've been mocked, not outside the church, in the church, in New Haven. Someone said to me, oh, Kilson, I think I should be your mentor because I've gone through this before and I know better than you. I said, really? I'll take your name to Spurgeon and then they will make you my mentor because I've got a mentor who is in Eastbourne. So if you want to be my mentor, I'll take your name to Spurgeon. Who has made you to be my mentor? Who said you are the best? I don't know whether this fellow member has had a revelation from the Holy Spirit. But I turned down the offer. Persecution comes in different ways. I was being persecuted in the church. At that time, it didn't come to me as persecution. No, I thought, well, she had advice. But now, when I was preparing this sermon, I said, oh, yeah, that was persecution. I was being persecuted in my own church. So persecution is not about being killed, but it's being about mocked about what you believe. So, what I want to tell you is, persecution is not only physical or verbal. Actions can persecute as well. Macarius, the persecuted. Blessed are you when people insult you. Accept insulting, being insulted. Because Jesus has talked about it already. Why was he teaching about it when it was not going to happen? He knew we were going to be insulted for his name. So be prepared for this. He taught the disciples about it. So this morning also, I want to remind you and say, don't worry. If Elijah, David, Daniel, Jeremiah, the list goes on, if they were persecuted, we too, we must be prepared for that. Macarius to the poor in spirit. Macarius to those who mourn. Macarius to the meek. Macarius to those who hunger and thirsty. Macarius to the merciful. Macarius to the pure in heart. Macarius to the peacemakers. Macarius to the persecuted. For they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray together.